Hello, everybody, and welcome to this presentation on how to download and use the Bard Express program. First of all, if you already have the program, you don't have to do this first step. If you don't have it, and this is your first time logging into the new Bard website, here is how you do it. Everybody's browser is different, but I will go to my desktop.
Zen, desktop, folder view, list view, JAWS 2022, 21.
Okay, and then I will press G for Google Chrome.
Google Chrome, 424. Enter. Send search bar edit. Search Google or type a URL.
I'm going to type in Bard.
D search 101 A R D
dot
period
L O C
L O C
dot
period
G O V.
Please, V. Address and search bar edit bar log gov.
Okay, I'm going to press enter.
Bard, log, gov, selected, Bard, Braille and audio reading download, National Library Service for the Blind and Print Disabled downloadable books.
Okay, it automatically puts you into a field where you type your email address. So I will do that right now.
O-M.
Then you press tab to get to the next field, which is the password field.
Password, password edit.
I'm going to type in my password, and this is the first time you do that. So you type in your password. Of course, it's going to come up as stars.
Star, 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 star. Login button.
Okay, then you tab one more time to the login button. And I tab through all of these controls. Press enter on the login button. Then you get to a page that says Bard Account Authentication. And here's what it says.
Account authentication heading level 1, Bard heading level 2, account authentication. Your account is now configured to use advanced authentication. Choose the OK link to proceed with logging into Bard, where you will be asked to enter your login credentials one more time. OK link.
Okay, so if you're actually reading down the page, you might have to tab or shift tab to the OK button. But you just tab to OK and press enter.
Bard login, email address edit, email address.
Now it takes you into the fields where you once again type in your credentials. Now I'm going to tab once.
Word password edit.
Type in your password again.
Show password button. Box not checked. Remember me check government terms of use link.
Okay, now here's where you can have it remember you if you want it to. So,
remember me check box not checked.
I'm going to do that.
Space checked.
And then,
government terms of use link.
Then there's a government terms of use.
Login button.
And after that is the login button, and of course I've been tabbing to all of these things. So when you get to the login button, press enter. Bard main page.
Main page.
When you get on the Bard main page, the download for the Bard Express is very near the bottom.
Listen.
And then get my links in a list by pressing insert F7, and you can do this with either JAWS or NVDA. So then you can press the letter B.
Bard Express External 6 of 20.
Okay, and that'll take you right to Bard Express. So the best thing to do is to stay at the top of the page and then get your links in a list. and press ear B, and it says Bard Express External. Press enter on that.
Bard main page, Google Chrome. Welcome to Bard Express National Library Service for the Blind and Print Disabled NLS Library of Congress, Google Chrome.
Okay, when you get on the Bard Express page, press your H and go down your headings until it says Welcome to the Bard Express page.
Level 1, Welcome to Bard Express.
Welcome to Bard Express. Because there's a whole bunch of stuff above that that you don't need. Now, press Tab.
Region, Access Bard Link. Frequently Asked Questions, Bard Express User Guide Link. Download Bard Express Link.
Okay, so after the Bard Express User Guide, you will hear a link that says Download Bard Express. Press Enter on it.
Download complete. Bard Express 64 installed.
Okay. Now you go to your downloads, and there's several ways of doing that. I think I've got mine on the desktop.
Oh, Zen, desktop.
If you don't have it on the desktop, you can go to Windows Explorer. Let's do that just in case you don't have it on the desktop. So press Windows plus E as in Echo.
Z. File Explorer. Item
File Explorer.
Box. Items new multi-select list box. Frequent folders expanded. Not selected desktop. No, 1 of 28. Not selected desktop.
Okay, press the letter D.
Downloads, 2 of 28.
Until you get to downloads, which you are there already. Now, at this point,
downloads, items new list box. Items new multi-select list box. Today expanded. Not selected Bard Express 64 installer space.
Okay, so 64. I've got Bard Express in the downloads. Now, all of that you can skip if you already have it. So what I've told you up until now, you can skip. Now, here is the second part of the procedure, and that is installing the program. Press your applications key or Shift F10 if you don't have an applications key.
Applications. Context menu. O. Open. O.
I down arrow one more time to run as administrator. That way you can be sure that it'll accept the program.
Run as administrator.
There we go. Now press enter on that. Okay, if you have that thing where you have to okay it, press Alt Y here.
Y. Downloads. Bard Express install shield wizard dialog. Cancel button 10%. 100%. 100%. Downloads. Windows installer dialog. Preparing to install. Progress bar 0%. Bard Express install shield wizard dialog. Welcome to the install shield wizard for Bard Express. Cancel button. Bard Express install shield wizard dialog. Warning. This program is protected by copyright law and international treaties. The install shield our wizard will install Bard Express on your computer. To continue, click next. Welcome to the install.
Okay.
Next button.
So you are already on the next button. I just kind of had it say all of the things that it says so that you'll know you're in the right place. Press Alt-N for next, or you can press Enter if you're already on the next button, which I am. So I'm just going to press Enter.
Bard Express install shield wizard dialog. I do not accept the terms in the license agreement. Radio button checked. 1 of 2.
Now you have to accept the terms, which is normal for installation.
I accept the terms in the license agreement. Radio button checked. 2 of 2.
So if you arrow down once, you will be to accept, and it automatically checks the radio button, so you don't have to press spacebar on it.
Back button. Next button.
And you can either tab twice to the next button, or you can press Alt-N again. When you get to the next button, press Enter.
Bard Express install shield wizard dialog. Press the tab key, then use up and down arrows to choose the type of installation. Install shield, next button.
And I just, it puts you on the next button, and I just stay there. I don't worry about what type of installation. I just let it do what it's going to do. Press enter on the next button.
Art Express Install Shield Wizard dialog. The wizard is ready to begin installation. Click Install to begin the installation. Ready to install the program. Install Shield. Install Shield. If you want to review or change any of your installation settings, click Back. Click Cancel to exit the wizard. Install button.
Okay, you're on the Install button. Press Enter one more time.
Art Express Install Shield Wizard dialog. Install Shield. Install Shield status. Cancel button. Percent. 100%. Cancel button. 100%. Cancel button. Bard Express Install Shield Wizard dialog. The Install Shield Wizard has successfully installed Bard Express. Click Finish to exit the wizard. Launch the program. Show the README file. Launch the program. Checkbox not checked. Show the README file. Finish button.
I'm going to press Finish here.
Ace downloads. Welcome to Bard Express National Library Service for the Blind and Print Disabled NLS Library of Congress Google Chrome. Main region.
Okay, now I'm going to close out my Google Chrome window. And for those of you who already have the program, of course, you don't have to do that.
F4, downloads, downloads.
And I'm going to close out downloads.
F4, desktop, folder view, list view, Google Chrome.
Now let's see if it put a desktop shortcut on there.
The Bard 11 of 25, the Bard Express 2
of 25. Yep, it did. Okay, so there is a desktop shortcut already created for your Bard Express. So if you're not on your desktop, press Windows D to get there, and then press B until you hear Bard Express. Press Enter to open it.
Express, please wait. Edit. Read only. Edit. Welcome to Bard Express. Enter your email address and password to begin. Press Tab to move the...
Okay, now you have to log in again because Bard Express doesn't know that you logged into the website before. But this will assure that you're able to access it. So once again, type in your login credentials for Bard. So you actually have to tab once to get into the field to type your credentials in. I had forgotten about that, but you must do that. Or you can type until you turn blue and it won't do anything. So now, once you get in that field where it says type your email address here, then you type your email address. Tab once.
Enter your password here, then press the enter key, password edit.
Then you type in your password. Tab one more time to the sign in button.
Sign in button.
Press enter or space bar on that, whichever you choose, either one will work.
Logging in. Page login successful. Welcome to Bard. Press Tab and Shift Tab to move through the main menu. Press F1 for open any view. Edit read only. Bookshelf. Bookshelf. Control B button.
Okay, so the bookshelf is where all of your books that you've downloaded are stored. Now that's the interesting part because it is different to find your books. And some people, I think, put them right on a cartridge. I don't have cartridges, but I'll just kind of run through these menus and you can sort of see what there is. So I'm going to press Tab.
Wishlist, Control W button.
There's your wish list. And of course, there are shortcuts to get to all these things.
Recently added books and magazines, Control R button. Most popular books, Control D button. Browse by subject, Control J button. Browse magazines, Control I button. Browse by series, Control G button. Search bar, Control S button. Preferences, Control P button. Manage devices, Control N button.
And I would think you could probably put an SD card in there. I didn't get that far yet. Then there's download status.
Download status, Control T button. Main menu, press F1 for help read only edit. Main menu.
Now I'm back to the main menu. All of these options, you press Tab to get to them.
Recently added books and magazines, Control R button.
I'm going to go to the recently added books and magazines just because that's what I usually do.
Please wait, loading subjects, recently added books and magazines, Control R button. Please wait, loading recently added books and magazines, The Guitar Picker's Fake Book, 2 of 100.
Now there's one called The Guitar Picker's Fake Book, which sounds interesting.
Kappa Athe Nader Phoebe, 3 of 100. Kashapa Athe Nader Phoebe, 3 of 100. The Case of the Elusive Bombay, The Call, Tarquin, 4 of 100. Economist, July 26, 2025.
There's a magazine.
Collections Connections Audio Supplement, July 2025. Accessible and Disability Led Theater, 601. Blinded, but now I see it's not just about me, Moran, Janie, 12 of 100.
So, there is a book. I'm just going to tab.
The wishlist, Alt-W button.
You got wishlist.
Download, Alt-D button.
Download.
Book details, Alt-D button.
Book details. So now, if you want to hear more about that book, press enter on book details. And I was tabbing again through all these things.
Back to main menu, escape button, title, read only, edit, blinded, but now I see it's not just about me.
And then you press tab repeatedly and you get all kinds of information about that book.
Author, Moran, Janie, link.
Okay, it says subject, biography.
Subject, read only, edit, disability.
Disability.
Read only, edit, family.
And it just tells you what all the different categories of books this book is in. So I'm tabbing through all of those.
Annotation, edit, read only.
Annotation. Now here's where it describes the book.
Whenever the opportunity.
Okay, I had to actually go up to the top to get to the whole book description.
Whenever the opportunity arose, Tony Crow and his son, Landon, looked forward to traveling from their home in Winsboro, Texas, to West Texas to go hunting. Tony's occupation at a power plant kept him safety conscious all day, but when he was out on his own, he threw caution to the wind, leading to a tragic hunting accident that took his sight, Amazon.
Okay, so that is the description of the book.
Narrator, Cavalero, Gabriella Link.
And of course you have the narrator.
I'm read-only edit, 5 hours, 33 minutes. Bard ID read only edit DB 127,100.
So all of that information is there, you know, the book number and all of that sort of thing.
Format, read only edit audio.
Format, audio. My jaws cuts things off a little bit. Sorry about that.
Download, Alt D button.
Now we're down to download. So you can download that book now. Press space on that button.
Please wait, downloads 1%, 100%. Please wait, downloads are complete.
Downloads are complete. Okay.
Details, Alt-B button.
Now, I put my books on an SD card. And I'm going to explore that devices thing. So I'm going to press escape to go back to the main menu.
Back to main menu, escape button. Recently added books and magazines, Control-R button.
The last portion of this presentation will tackle the task of putting a book on a cartridge. So I have your typical Library of Congress cartridge in my hand. I have it turned over so that the little square that you plug the flared end of the cord into is facing upward. The little hole that is in the top of the cartridge is away from you. So you find that little square on the bottom, and then you plug your cord with the flared end into that square. And if it doesn't go one way, you have to put it in the other way because it's hard to tell which way it goes. I always have trouble with those things. There. Now it's plugged in to the cartridge. You take the other end that has a normal USB plug on it and plug that into your computer USB port. Once again, sometimes you got to fiddle with it until you get it to go in there, and there it goes.
New notification from autoplay, USB drive I. Select to choose what happens with removable drives. 1 of 1.
Now it's plugged in. Make sure that you are in the Bard Express window.
Bard Express main menu. Bard Express main menu. Bookshelf. Control B button.
I'm in the main menu, and if you're not on the Bard Express bookshelf, press Control B.
B. Bookshelf. Audio books. 1 item. Press F1 for help list view. Blinded. But now I see it's not just about me, Moran, Janie. 1 of 1.
So there is the book that is on my bookshelf, because of course I only downloaded one book since I just installed this program. Press enter on that book.
Back to bookshelf, escape button, title, read only, edit, blinded, but now I see it's not just about me. Copy to cartridge, Alt-C button. Sound box read. No. Subs. Author. Moran. Jamie. Lynch. Title read only. Edit. Blinded. But now I...
Okay, so if you want to copy it to the cartridge, press Alt-C.
C. Pick device. Pick device. Read only. Edit. One book.
It automatically takes you to that portion in the dialogue. I tabbed, and it's about 13 times, and it's a lot easier to just press Alt-C, and voila, you're there. It says, pick device, press enter.
Only edit. Transferring. Please wait. 1%.
Oh, it's already doing it because I'm on the device 1%. That I want to be on. And probably, if you use it with the 1%. Same cord and the same cartridge, it probably will do that pretty quickly. But if you happen to not
100%.
Be...
Bob Express dialogue. Copied one of one books. Would you like to eject the drive? Yes button.
And it will ask you if you want to eject the drive, and I'm going to press enter on yes. Sorry, the voice distracted me a little bit. But if you happen to not be on that drive, or it doesn't start the transfer right away, tab once, and you'll get into your drive list, and you can choose the NLS cartridge. It actually says NLS cartridge for the name of the drive. So you just go down with your down arrow until you get to that one and press enter on it.
Title read only edit blinded, but now I see it's not just a...
Now I can take the drive out, so unplug it from the computer and then unplug the cord from the cartridge. And now you have your cartridge that you can put into your NLS machine. And you can read the book that you just put on there. As a footnote to this series of instructions, I'm going to just briefly run through the option that Bard Express gives you to play the book on your computer.
Express bookshelf, audio books, one item, Bard Express bookshelf.
Make sure, once again, that you are in the Bard Express window and... When you're in the main bookshelf window, there are several different ways to organize the books on your bookshelf. There are 7 choices in that menu.
Items 1, 7 of 7.
I went down to unread items. Press enter on that.
Bookshelf, unread items, one item, press F1 for help list view, blinded, but now I see it's not just about me, Moran, Janie, one of one.
Now there's the book that we just put on the cartridge. I'm going to tab through the choices.
Eta cartridge, Alt-C button, delete, Alt-D button, book details, Alt-B button, mark as read, Alt-M button, sort order, Alt-T button, play F2 button.
Okay, so if you press F2 then...
Two, bookshelf, unread items, one item, press F1 for help list view, blinded, but now I see, it's not just about me, Moran, Janie, one of one, Bard Express player, read only, edit, blinded.
It opens a separate window called the Bard Express player. You've got several controls here, and you can tab through those.
Button, bookmark button, jump backward by chapter, but jump by chapter button, jump forward by chapter, rewind button, play button, fast forward button. Speed, 100% button, Bard Express player, read only edit, blinded, but now I see, sleep button, bookmark button.
So you've got a lot of choices here, just like you do on a regular book player.
Backward by chapter, but jump by chapter button, jump forward by chapter button, rewind button, play button.
There's a play button, press enter on it.
Right, 2013, Jane E. Moran, read by Gabriella Caballero. This
fast
book
forward
contains
button.
197 pages,
enter.
Contains markers allowing direct access,
enter.
Author's note, prefaces, and chapters, and at level 2...
I'm pressing the fast
buttons.
Forward button.
Speed, 100%
Library
button.
Of Congress annotation.
Enter, 100% button.
Whenever the opportunity
speed,
arose, Tony Crow and his son,
button.
Landon, looked forward to traveling from their home in Winsboro, Texas, to West Texas. To
now, I'm I sped it up a little bit.
Kept him safety conscious all day.
Now it's back to normal.
On his own,
cancel
he
button.
Threw caution to the wind.
And then you press cancel on that to get out of the speed.
Took his sight.
Space. Press player. Read only edit. Blinded. But now I see it's not just about me. Sleep button.
Okay, so I'm sure that there's choices in that sleep button. After tabbing around quite a bit and playing with that sleep button, I can't quite figure out how to get to the choices that there are in lengths of time you can have it play before it shuts off. But you folks can kind of play around in there and see what you can find. And if you come up with anything, maybe you can let us know. This is all kind of new to me as well. But maybe most people would play it on their external machines anyway. But I just thought I would kind of give you a little bit of a overview of what the onboard player is like in case you'd ever want to play a book on your computer.
Four, bookshelf, unread items.
So I Alt F4 out of that player to get back to the Bard Express window. I hope these hints and tips are helpful and that the procedure is easy to understand. If you have questions, feel free to email me at mar@vipconduit.com and I'll do my best to explore with you whatever you don't understand. Thanks for listening.